Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode is episode 335 of this year, marking Monday the 30th of November of the year 2020. And boy, am I humps tired. In history, on this day, in 1876, the archaeologist Heinrich Schliemann found the gold mask of Agamemnon in Mycenae, calling it the Mona Lisa of prehistory, therefore making something derivative that happened way before the thing that you're using it as a reference point for, like when you watch The Simpsons and use that as your reference point for classic literature. Your guest today on the podcast is the brilliant space lawyer, intergalactic litigator, and representative of the pig people of Mars, Anuvab Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Alice Fraser. Hello.
Today, we'll be talking all the latest in army news as our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the Wiggles government in Italy has today celebrated the waking up of Jeff, a national holiday where every Jeff in the country can sleep in bed as long as they want, provided members of the general public pick up their end of the stick and yell, "Wake up, Jeff!" Jeff Ferlinghetti, a gondolier in Venice, took his bed onto his boat and remained unstirringly asleep until he drifted so far that he could hear nobody shout, "Wake up, Jeff," eventually waking up sunburned, surrounded by sharks, and in Japan. When we all have these celebrations, we've got to remember the casualties as well. Meanwhile, the Welsh Anti-Dragon Defence League, or WADDL, has announced that if the dragon they've built to defend Wales from UK Prime Weredragon Boris Johnson doesn't work out, Wales will simply pretend to be Scotland and try and duck out of the consequences. Says head dragon wrangler Claude Smith, "Boris might be able to swoop down and grip 7 or 8 sheep in his massive talons for 1 week a month, but he's still a Tory from Westminster, and nothing scares them quite like the existence of Glasgow." That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because unless we get some sort of Medici on board, we will take all comers to support this profligate project. Imagine lying face down in a verdant field, the sun on your back and the distant rumble of farm equipment getting soothingly closer and closer and closer. Pure relaxation is yours with the Chirotractor. The only tractor scientifically designed for maximum back massage. Plough your own furrows with the Chirotractor. Available online today. What do we want? We want to be heard. When do we want it? Now. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to begin my... Sometimes it's difficult to get your message across when you're making a speech in front of thousands of people. It's not just stage fright, it's the fact that you've been screaming for hours to no effect. The government still hasn't changed, and you're wondering if you're looking ridiculous on the television because your sunscreen's worn off and the sun is beating down on you. What every protester needs is a portable half glass of water. half a glass of water. Speak your mind. Are you excessively warm in your long-sleeved shirt? Is your button-up collar choking the moisture out of you? Do you have really sexy wrists? Try half a glass of water. T-shirts. Available now on all good The Bugle podcast website merchandise pages.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The last post.
Now it's time for your top story, Army news. Anubhav Pal, you know about the Army. I know you had a brief period as a military lawyer before you went into intergalactic law. What's happening in the world of the Army right now?
As you know, Alice, I very closely follow Army sizes. I'm very interested in mirth and girth of an army. The Chinese have a very large army. The Indian army is extremely large. I want to talk about Costa Rica. The country many years ago decided to abolish its army. So it would, I guess, defend its borders entirely with wit and sarcasm. And the goodwill of its neighbors. Actually, more than a news story, I have a question for you because this thing has come up again about the idea of Costa Rica abolishing its armies and whether we need armies in countries in the other dimensions. Like where I am in Mars, we settle disputes with word games.
And knife fights. You can't forget the knife fights. I know the knife fights are so ubiquitous that you become blind to them after a while, but you do have to remember there's a lot of knife fighting on Mars.
Quite a bit, but being portly and cowardly, I usually hide behind a larger individual who's got a knife. And one of the things I've realized is is never show up at a knife fight with just takeout. That's not good enough because the other guy has a knife and you've just got some Chinese food. So that's what I've realized is I'm not good at knife fights.
Can't eat Chinese food with just a knife. You need two knives.
Thank you.
You're very sharp chopsticks.
Thank you. See, again, I'm not very well traveled. I just came straight from that other dimension to another planet. So I have no idea, you know, and I've just spent too many years studying tort law. So I just don't know these things. But over the years, I've realized, and the world is asking, taking its thing from Costa Rica, do we need armies? In the future, the wars are going to be fought, people are saying on Twitter, where you'd unleash an army, but you could be sitting and eating Chinese food. As we are seeing with many leaders of the other dimension.
Well, so this is a fascinating thing because, of course, as you say, India has a large army, China has a large army. They're currently deploying those large armies against one another in an incredibly limited way. They're just sort of hitting each other with sticks and killing each other with rocks and things, which I would say is sort of not the point of an army. I mean, if you can choose to do that, why not just choose to play chess? Or you know what I mean? If you can decide not to use your guns, why not settle it all in a classic Thunderdome scenario where two men enter, one man leaves?
Exactly. And you speak, of course, of this skirmish on the northeastern side of India, up near the Ladakh region, the western side of the Himalayas. Very rugged terrain where a small patch of land is claimed by the Chinese. And by claimed, I mean they just showed up and said it's theirs. And the Indians have said, no, it's ours. And the area around a lake called Pyongyang Lake is the area of dispute. And the reason...
It sounds Chinese to me.
It definitely is. Well, it's also led to a number of Indian parents naming their child Pyongyang after the dispute broke out, just to even out the degree of Pyongyang naming. But you speak, of course, of the fact that neither side is allowed to use weapons from a treaty they signed in 1966, so it's hand-to-hand combat. It was a few weeks ago, but I'll have you know, maybe taking from your prophecy what both sides have decided to do. Both sides have decided that they're not going to reach a resolution, so why not ban each other's video games? So one of the things India has done is banned the Chinese video game PUBG, which I think has something to do with an individual shooting weapons. And the Chinese have banned Indian video games, of which there are zero video games. That's the number that are currently played by the world. So, yeah, I think the fact that, you know, armies look quite silly resolving things in hand-to-hand combat, like we're in 1540, somewhere in the British Midlands, has made people realize that perhaps the better way is to ban each other's video games where armies are fighting each other.
I think they've missed a trick there. I think they should recast the battle in a video game. That way everyone can be as violent as they'd like, but no one actually has to die or be hit with a rock or whatever they're doing these days.
Again, quite prophetic. And maybe you have inside information from the other dimension about this, but a very well-known Bollywood actor called Akshay Kumar, and I'm not making this up, is actually designing a video game to compete with PUBG, and it's called Fauji, which is the Hindi word for soldier. And in it, he plans to create Chinese characters that Indian army people will fight, except of the small issue of not enough Chinese video game designers to work for him to design Chinese characters that Indian soldiers can shoot at.
I mean, the problem with Chinese characters is they never mean what the tattooist said they meant when they were doing it. That's all the time we have for our top story right now. Also, we do not have time for your letters to the editor. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was Anubhav Pal, Esquire. Anubhav, have you got anything to plug?
Well, you know, we do a podcast on Spotify called Our Last Week. We've had all sorts of guests, and one of our hopes is that we'll get a guest named Alice Fraser, because one of our sponsors that we've been talking to is a company called A Full Glass of Water. And,
laying down the gauntlet.
And they are big fans of the Half a Glass of Water, who are your sponsors. So, you know, maybe someday you will grace us with your presence. The podcast is called Our Last Week, and it's on Spotify.
Brilliant. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's ALITERATIVE. Or sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable hench thug, Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.